Rav Lerebi Lerebi Bein Echiti. Rav sent a letter, Rashi learns, to Rebbe. He sent him a Gerish Shalom, Stan, how you doing, how you feeling? And in between the lines, Bein Echiti, in between the lines, he asked him this question. So what? Ha'achin sheshibdu mahu. What's going to be the locha when the father died? And the brothers now Yarshim the Nechasim. And And the sons sheshibdu. That they were Meshabdu the Nechasim. Shibud can mean either one of two things that the Gemara will soon explain. Either it means the sons sold it to somebody else, or else they gave it for mashkin for somebody else. And now their sisters are getting married and they want to collect the money for their dowry. Mahu, do we have a right to take it away from the Mishabadim to give it to the daughters or not? That was the question. That's what Rav asked Rebbe. So Gemara says, Rebbe Yosef, Rebbe Chiya Kaimer. Rebbe Chiya was sitting in front of them. Omalei. So Rebbe Chiya said like this. Like, what did Rav mean to ask you? Did Rav mean to ask a case where the brothers sold the property to somebody else, and now the daughters want to get married, that we should take it away from them? Or Yamashkinoi, where the brothers that Yashin the father, those property, they didn't sell it to somebody else. Now, so what happened here is, first the father died. And when the father died, the locher is the sons, Yashin, they own the property of the father. Now they could do whatever they want with it. If they wanted, they could sell it. Or if they want to, they could borrow money from somebody and makes the property a mashkin, as if to say, if we don't pay you up the money, you could take this car, because that's a mashkin, they're making it for a pledge. So Rebbe Chiya asked Rav, like, what did Rav mean to ask? Did he mean to ask even if the brothers sold it? Or else maybe the question was only mashkin, if he made a mashkin out of it. Omalei, Mashkin Rebbe answered back and said, mine after you know, what's the difference? Bein mochroi, Bein Shemashkinoi, the locher is Moitzin lePanosa, Vien Moitzin lMezonos. The locher is Taka, we do take out for Panosa, even from Mochroi. If the brothers sold the father's property, and they had a right to, because at that time the Yashint, it was theirs, they sold it to somebody else, and now their sisters are getting married for Panosa for them, for their dowry, we have a right to take away the Karka from the people that bought it off their brothers. Matzila Panosa, but Vie Matzila Mazainis. It was only a question of supporting them. Now, before they're getting married, just to give them the daily food, that we don't sell the Mishabadim that the brother sold. So I call upon them, that's what Rebbe answered back, no matter what the Shiloh was, whether it was Mochru or Shibdu or Mashkinoi, in both cases we do take away the Karka to give it back to the sisters. For the Mara now, Varav. When Rav asked the question, why did he use such a lashon of shibdu? For the Gemara of Rav, if Rav meant to ask the question, what's going to be if the brother sold the property? Nichtav le machru. When Rav sent a letter to Rebbe, why didn't he speak out clearly? What's the lach if the brother sold the karka? Now, if Rav had a doubt about if the brothers even made it just for a mashkin, just for a pledge, they didn't sell it yet, they only gave it for a mashkin. Nichtav le mashkinoi. Let him say clearly, I'm asking the question, what's going to be by mashkinoi? So the Gemara says, the Pshat is from Rav is Rav Tavai Kamiboyle. Really, Rav had a doubt in both cases. The Sovri held like this. Now, the Kitzur, Rav wanted to ask the question as short as possible. And he had the doubt both ways, what's going to be the lochas if the brother sold it? Or else, I even have a doubt, what's going to be if the brothers only made it for a mashkin? Do we take it away to give it to the daughters or not? Now, Rav held like this. If I would have just wrote the question, what's going to be if the brothers sell the karka? So then, honich would be good to me, ishalachli, if you would answer me, to Maitzian. That yes, even though the brothers sold the karka, still we take it away and give it back to the, they give it to the daughters for their panosa, for their dowry. So then I would know that kol shechein mashkinoi, for sure, if the brothers only made it for a mashkin, that we take it away. But ishalach li ain moitzian. But if you would write back to me, the locheris, we don't ain moitzian. That if he's the brother sold it, we don't take out. Akati still mashkinami kimiboyle. I would still have the question: what's going to be if the brothers didn't sell it, but they only made it for a pledge? Maybe here, since the brothers still own it, we do take it away and give it to the daughters. Now, iksiv nolei mashkinoi, if Rav would have just asked the question: what's the lochos when the brothers made the property into a pledge? Ishalachli, again, if you would answer me that what the din is, the ain moitzian, we do not take out, we do not give the daughters, the sisters, so kol shchein machroi, for sure, the same luck would be if they sold it. But Ishalach Li, he would answer me back and say, Maitzian, we do take away from the mashkin to give the daughters. Akati Machu can be boyli. But I would still have a question, what would be the luck if she sold it? Not only that she, not only if the brothers gave it away for a mashkin, but what's going to be if the brother sold it? Do we have a right to take it away then also or not? So therefore, since Rav had the doubt in both ways, he wanted to write the question very shortly. So therefore, he figured, Echtov Lei, let me write the question, Shibdu. I asked this general question, what's going to be the luchas if the brothers who are mishabed their property to somebody else, and now their sisters are getting married, do we take it away to give it to them for a dowry? That what the Shibdu, the mashmachi, mashmachi, so there's mashma both ways. It's mashma, I mean, to ask the question, what's the luch if the brothers sold it? And what's the luck is the brothers already made a mashkin out of it. And on this, Rebbe answers back, in both cases, we do take it away and give it back to their sisters for the dowry. Mer says now, Rebbe Yechonon, Namad Rebbe Yechonon says no. Echod ze v'yechod ze ein moitzien. Rebbe Yechonon says no. Rebbe Yechonon Chur is arguing on Rebbe and say no, that if the brothers made it for a mashkin or sold it, we do not take back the karka to give it to their sisters when they get married. E. Boyle, we have a question like this now. The Rabbi Yechonon, according to Rabbi Yechonon, he just said in both cases we do not give it back to the sisters. Is it the pshat that Leishmilei heard the Rabbi? He did not hear what Rabbi said, because he did not realize that he's arguing on Rabbi. And then we could say that Vishmilei, because if he would have really heard what Rabbi said, have a mekamalei, maybe we also accept what Rabbi said. And if so, we should not paskin like Rabbi Yechonon. We should paskin like Rabbi, because the reason that Rabbi Yechonon is saying this is because he did not know Rabbi Yechonon. Rabbi said differently. I do maybe know that maybe really Shmilei, maybe Rabbi Yechonon heard that Rabbi says opposite. V'lei mekabalei, but the pshat is that Rabbi Yechonon is arguing on Rabbi. And if Rabbi Yechonon is arguing on Rabbi, then the klal is halacha kabasra, we should pask like Rabbi Yechonon. So that's the shayla here. What's the pshat on Rabbi Yechonon's psak? Is it that he did not hear, he did not know what Rabbi said, then really we should pask like Rabbi? Because then we could say if he would have heard that Rabbi said opposite, he would have been asking to Rabbi. Or else knows if Yechonon heard what Rabbi said and still is arguing on him. So Toshma, come and bring your proof. The Yitma will learn it like this. Mishemei, so somebody died. V'niyach shtei bonus, and left over two daughters. Uben and a son. Now v'kod mohori shoino, v'not l'isun achosim. Again, what happened? The father had two daughters and a son. And then he died. And now the first daughter got married. So she has a right to collect for a dowry 1/10 of an achosim. But not least on the chosim, for you speak a shnei ligvus. The second one now did not collect her tenth; she did not get married. And she may say ben until all of a sudden the son died. Now the halacha is all the chosim now go to the two daughters for Yerusha. The halacha is when you have a son, there the son yashins. Now that the son died, the whole Yerusha goes to the two daughters. So Rabbi Yechonon says shnei vitra. You know, the second daughter now, it's not the pshat when she gets married, first she has the right to take 1/10 for herself for a dowry, and then the remaining property we divide up equally. But rather, right now she's meichel a tenth, and we say now we divide up the property equally between the two of them. And now this, the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina went like this, the kasha to Rabbi Yechonon, and said, that gedolah mizu amru. It was learned even greater than this, than what you're saying. That moitzin lepanosa v'yein moitzin lemezainas. And we will learn if the brothers marmis sold the property to somebody else, and now the sisters get married, we take away the property from the person that sold it. So who he meant to say is, for sure in this case, that the property is still here, for sure the second daughter should have a right to collect her tenths before she divides the Yerusha equally. So why do you, Rabbi Yechonon, say the second daughter loses her tenths? Why should she lose it? Why don't we say it's not worse where the brothers sold it, that we take it away from what they sold and give it back to the daughters? Now, v'yemis, if you hold that the name alay, Rabbi Yechonon should answer back, man amra. Like if you hold that Rabbi Yechonon did not hear that Rabbi said that halacha, so Rabbi Yechonon should answer back and said, who said that halacha like that? So since Rabbi Yechonon did not say like that, it's mashma the pshat is Rabbi Yechonon heard and knew that Rabbi said halacha like what was like that. But the pshat is Rabbi Yechonon is arguing on Rabbi. Mara says no, v'duma maybe the erlam lo shmilei. It could be really Rabbi Yechonon never heard that Rabbi said differently. And really, b'chi shmilei kibbel, if he would have heard it, he would have accepted and would have agreed to Rebbe. So the Sa'akam over here, he didn't say like who said it. V'shana yosem dika rav chabesa. Here, it's the biggest svara. Here the svara is, since there's a Ravcha based to like the second daughter, the reason why Rabbi Yechon like didn't say who said it. Rabbi Yechon's shot is, even if somebody said like that, Rabbi Yechon said there's no kasha in me. Here there's a big difference. Here, since the daughter right now is yashning all her father's nechasim, so like since she's getting so much, she overlooks this one tenth that she has a right to get. That's Rabbi Yechon's svara over here. That it could be true, when the brothers sell the nechasim, we have a right to take it away, to give it back to this daughters. But over here, that when the two daughters now, what's happening? The son is died. So now the two daughters, Yashin, all the father's nechasim. So what happened here? One daughter received the tenth first. The question is, should the second daughter first get her tenth or not? Say, so she does not have to get her tenth. Because she's getting so much anyway, she's like Michael the tenth. On this, Omalei Rav Yemel Rav Ashi, Rav Yemel Sekar Rav Ashi, Elo Meyativ, so, Ashkecho Metziyah B'yalma, if you find a Metziyah B'yalma, the Iker Ravcha based on a lot of profit there. Hochi Namid Lo Yevinen La Yisun Chosim. You want to tell me a case where a girl finds a big Metziyah, she finds, let's say, $1 million, so she's so rich now, she doesn't need the tenth. When she gets married, she'll give up a dowry? Like, why not? She still wants a dowry. Omalei Rav Yechon said back, Omalei Ano, Ravcha Beisa Mahane Nichsa Kamina. Now I'm telling you, there's a big difference. Here there's a Ravcha Beisa, she's getting a lot from this property itself. Since she's getting a big Yerusha from this property itself, here she overlooks the extra tenth she's supposed to get from it. Since anyway, she's getting a lot of money from this property itself. So there's a difference whether she become rich from other places, like she finds a Metziyah, or whether she gets Yerusha in this Nechasim, this property itself. When she's anyway getting a lot of property from here, she doesn't care to give up a tenth that she deserves for a panosa. Now the Gemara says, Omra Meimor. Meimor says like this, Bas Yoreshes Hevi. That of a Yisoyma daughter, when she gets married, has the right to collect one tenth of her father's nechosim. When she takes it away from her brothers, she pshat it, it's like Yerusha. It's like now she's yashning from her father one tenth. And we'll soon see the differences. Omalei Rav Ashi l'meimah, Rav Ashi said to her meimah, if so, ilu boi l'slukei bezuzi, hochi nami d'lei motzi l'slukei. Let's say the brothers want to pay her off. Like the father left over a lot of property. So like this, you tell him in our Yerusha, means she has the right to get the property itself. And if the brothers want to pay her off, give her the value of the money, the value of the property, they can't do it anymore. They can't pay her off with money, since it has a lock like Yerusha, she has a right to collect the property itself. Omalayin, so Maimon said, yes, that's exactly what I mean to say. It's a regular din Yerusha, she has a right to get the property, and they can't just pay her off with the money. And secondly, Iboy l'slukei b'chod arya, hochi namad l'motzi m'saliklo. Now let's say the father left over 10 different lands. Now she has the right to get one tenth of every single property. So let's say the brothers say, you know what, we're going to give you one land. This one land is like for the one tenth of all the properties. So if it's a Yerusha, they can't do it. Because she has a right to say she yashins one tenth of all the properties. Or Malayin, Amema said, yes, that's exactly what I mean to say, that the brothers can't tell her to take only one property. She has a right to say, I have it in Yerusha now, and I want to get one tenth of every single property. That's what Amema wanted to say. Now the Gemara says, but Rav Ashi, Rav Ashi holds no bas balas chayv hevi. After the daughter collects one tenth of an nechasim for a dowry, she's called the balas chayv. It's like the brothers owe it to her; they owe her the value of the money, and therefore the brothers could pay her off with money, and they could also ship her off just to one property and not to get one tenth of every one of them. The Gemara says, "V'yaf ha-meimer hodebe." Even a meimer was chayzer. I was once sitting in front of a meimer. And a lady came in front of them. That she wanted to collect her tenth of her father's property. In other words, she's a yesayma, and she was getting married now. She wanted to get for a dowry one tenth of her father's property. And I saw that the das was, now that Amema was accepting that the boilers luki bezuzi have been metzalik law. That if the brothers wanted to pay you off with the money instead of giving her the property, they could have done it. It was okay. Mashma Meim was asking to this. The Shmi Meyachik, the third from the brother, to have karma, they said, the karma law, they said to her, Ilu Hevilon Zuzi, if we would have had money, Salikna Bezuzi, Shnei, we would have paid you off with money. That's what the brothers told her. And Vishtik Lo Yomalu Blei Midi, and the Meim kept quiet and didn't say anything. So Mashma Meim himself was also Chayzer, that the Lochirish is only like a Baal Chayv. She only has a right to collect like the money from her brothers. And if the brothers don't want to give her their land, but want to pay her off the value in money, they have a right to do it. Rosh says, now v'hash to the Yarmada, now that you're telling me, Baal is Chayv Havoi, the Locher is the daughter. Has it been like a Baal Chayv? She collects the money from her brother. Is the Abba or the Achai? There's a new shalom now. Is she called the Baal Chayv? Like the father is the one that owes her the money? And therefore, when the father dies, she's collecting from the brother, Beteris Yisaimim. And therefore, we'll soon see she has to swear first. Or else, no, it's considered like her brothers owe her the money. Lamayin afkumina, what's the difference? So, Gemara says, Lemigvo lebeninis b'lay shalay b'shavua. If it's considered that her brothers, the sons, owe her the money, so she's collecting now directly from them. Therefore, the sister does not have to swear first. And also, regular bachoyt collects from beninis, from the middle type of land. Mashenkein, viziburius b'shavua. But if the pshat is that the daughter is a baal chayv of the father, it's like the father owes her the money. And when the father dies, that she collects from the brothers is b'teres like Yerusha, like the Yisaimim. So whenever you want to collect something from Yisaimim for their father's chayv, the locher is first of all, you have to swear first before you get the money. And secondly, you only have a right to collect from Zeburius, from the worst type of property, and not the middle class. So that's the Shiloh. When the sister collects money from the brothers, is it called the Baal HaSchayv of the father, or Baal HaSchayv of they themselves? So Mor says, Toshma, come and bring your proof. The Ravina Agve Labrata de Ravashi. Ravina collected for the daughter of Ravashi, Mima Brei de Ravashi, Beninis Vishlei Bishrua. In other words, Ravina once collected for Yisaima from her brother, for her parnosa, for her dowry, and he collected from the middle type of property, and also Shlei B'Shavua. So see, clearly she's called the Baal Chayv of the brother itself, of the brother. Not that she's the Baal Chayv of her father, and the brothers pay B'Teres Yisaimim, but she's a direct Baal Chayv to the brothers, therefore she collects without a Shavua and from Beninus. Now the case was the brother died, and then a second time she collected me Brei the Rav Soma, Brei the Rav Ashi Zeburius B'Shavua. Another time, by another daughter, it happened that the brother died, and they went to collect now from the brother's son, which the son Yash and the father. So that's like regular Yisaimim. So over there, the locher is you only collect from Zeburius, from the worst type of property, and also you have to swear first. But I call upon the locher is when the father dies and it leaves over boys and girls. So when the girls collect their panosa, they call the Baal Chayv from the brothers directly, and they collect from the brothers without a shvua and from the beninus. Now the Gemara says, Sholach lei Rav Nechemya b'rei de Rav Yosef l'rabba bar Rav Huna. Zuta, menadoi, that Rav Nachman might send a letter to this Rabba bar Rav Huna, that he said, Ki osi hai isis olakamoch. When a certain lady comes in front of you, a Yisoyma, and she wants to collect her dowry, is Agva Issa Nechasa Mafilu Mitzrubla. Give her, collect for her, her tenth of her father's property, even from the millstone. Rashi says it means the base of the millstone. In other words, he holds, you only collect it from Karka. And this is also considered like Karka. The bottom of the millstone is also considered like Karka, like property. Omer of Asher Rashi said, Ki Avina Bei Rav Kana, when he was Bar Rav Kana, Heve Magvina Nafinu Me'am Lodabesi. He once saw a case like this also, where the daughter of Yisoyma came to collect a tenth of the father's property from the brothers, and they even paid her from the rent that they collected from the father's property. In other words, again, like Rashi says, the Schirus of the Patim is called like Karka Dami. So from the rent that they collected, she also has the right to collect her tenth of her Nechasim. Now, Sholach lei Rav Onan l'Rav Huna. Rav Onan sent a message to Rav Huna that l'Rav Huna chavron, Huna my friend, Sholem, like peace, ki yosei ha'islagat l'kamoch, when this lady comes in front of you, and again, she's a Yisayma, and she's getting married now to collect a tenth for a dowry, agva issa nichsei, collect for her one tenth of a nechosim. The Mor says, have a yosei Rav Sheshes kamei, Rav Sheshes was sitting there, and normally it said like this, azil eimalei, go tell him, Uvishamta Yehei Mandala Yomale, and like Rosh Hashanah was saying, whoever does not go and tell Rav Onan, this statement now should be Benidu, should be Bishamti. And tell Rav Onan like this, Onan, 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 Mikarkoi, that you're telling me, you're asking me to collect a tenth for the dowry for this lady, do you want me, Onan, to pay you from Karka? or else I even have a right to collect one-tenth of the father's property from the utensils also. That's the shaila that Rosh Hashanah sent back to Rabbanan. Another question he asked also is, Uman Yosef by Marzicha Bereisha. Moral soon explained, it means by the base oval. When there's an oval and he's eating with a few people together, who sits at the front of the table? Who sits Barush? That was the second question that Rosh Hashanah sent to ask Rabbanan. Is also Rav Sheshes Lekayim of the Rabbanan. So Rav Sheshes went in front of Onan. Omele, he said like this, Mar Rabba of Ravuna, Rabbe the Rabba, who Shmuti Shomit Mandlo Yomele, and they send me a message like to ask you something, they said so strong, whoever, I don't ask it to you, I should be B'shamti B'nidui. V'lav the Shomit, Le'eve Kemina, and if I didn't hear from them like this, I wouldn't have said it over. But they said like this, this is the question I should ask you. Onan, onan. That the daughter, a Yisayma, collects a tenth of a father's property, is it only from Karko or even from Metaltlim? And the second question they asked me to ask you was, Oman Yosef Bey Mazicha Bereisha, who's supposed to sit by the head by the base of them? Is Ozar Rav Onan Lekayim and the Marukva? So Rav Onan went in front of Marukva. Omele, he said, Chazi Mar, do you see, Heichi Sholuch Le Rafuna. So Rafuna sent me like a message, not to covetic, not give him enough respect. And he said, Onan, Onan, it's not so nice like. In other words, like he didn't call me Rebbe, he just said, Onan, Onan. The Yoid and second Onan complaint was that Ma'azicho, the Sholuch Le, after he asked me a question, after Rafuna asked me this question, what does it mean? You should know. Lo yadana ma'aniu. I don't know what it means. I don't know what the word mazicha means. His omelis and mukfer said back. Emily.